power-sharing government was restored at the weekend after a two-year gap. The new First Minister, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill, claims constitutional change could happen in the next decade. She's also calling for urgent discussions on long-term funding. But Rishi Sunak says £3.3 billion is generous.
A focus on long-term sustainability, ensuring that Northern Ireland has the funding it needs, not just for today to deal with the immediate challenges, but is on a path towards being able to provide high-quality public services into the future.
Police say they're making good progress in their investigation into the death of a 68-year-old grandmother in Essex. Esther Martin died on Saturday after being attacked by two dogs, reported to have been Exile Police. The UK is expected to face the highest inflation of the G7 group of advanced economies this year. The OECD has revised down its predictions to an average rate of 2.8%. That's well above estimates for the US, Germany and France. A 24-year-old has been charged with attempted murder after a man was pushed onto London Underground tracks. It happened at Oxford Circus Station on Saturday. The victim wasn't seriously hurt. Neil Warnock says he wants to put smiles on people's faces following his appointment as Aberdeen manager until the end of the season. At the age of 75, he's fulfilling a career ambition by taking over a Scottish Premiership side. Warnock has a home on the west coast of Scotland, but he's based in Cornwall.
I know it's a long way. Sharon, my wife, said, Aberdeen? But it's not for the money. I mean, I've had some good offers in the last 6-8 weeks. It's just... I'd like to have a go in this league.
Ian Lavender, best known for playing Private Pike in Dad's Army, has died aged 77. He was the last surviving member of the main cast. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, fair bit of cloud around. It's been brighter than it was supposed to be, but at least it's dry. Today's top temperature will be 12 degrees, and that's going to fall only a tad to 11 overnight. Not much change is likely tomorrow, but we can expect outbreaks of light rain on Wednesday and heavier rain on Thursday, and yet more outbreaks of rain on both Friday and Saturday. Temperatures will be falling away somewhat as we go through the week, with just 7 on Wednesday, but it should pick up a bit to reach 11 on Thursday and Friday, and 10 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
She's sitting staring out of the window, trying to figure out just what to do. Last time that she gave her heart away, it came back broken in two. Like an old abandoned car, she parked it down on for Lonely Avenue. And she forgot about it till the day she laid her eyes on you. And her heart said, fire it up. And her soul, fire it up. And the mind said, fire it up. Let love live again. He's sitting in a subway station, watching as the trains go flying by. Used to hate the black man till the black man reached out and saved his life. The darkness rescued and blinded by the light. Crazy how a simple act of kindness can open up your eyes, open up your eyes, and let your heart say, hurry up, and let your soul say, hurry up, and let your mind. Yeah.
You and me still trying to figure out the world. Searching for a reason, believing what makes this big ball turn. But as we hold on to each other, give love, show love for all love's worth. Yeah, they might call us crazy, but tell me, who's it gonna hurt? Who's it gonna hurt? To let our hearts fire it up, and let our souls say fire it up, and let our minds say fire it up, and slow live again. Oh, please, and let your heart say fire it up, and let your soul say fire it up, and let your mind say fire it up, and slow live again.
Cocker there getting us all fired up for the first, well, the first 1, 2, 3 show will be in February at any rate. And we've finally made it through January. And it's Scott Ross back with you at the start of another week with the Monday's 1, 2, 3 show right here on Phoenix FM. Now, today we have a couple of dog-related stories. First off, I must just make a comment that poor old Michelle, who I would normally be following at this time, is not too well at all. She's been quite poorly since Saturday, and it looks like it's going to take a few days before she gets better. So wish you well, Michelle. Anyway, let's hit the road running on this show right now with Cat Boons.
Getting any younger, the years are catching up on me. I'm almost 23. I quit my job, it wasn't healthy. I'm not where I wanna be, where I wanna be. But therapy has kinda helped me learn that it's okay. Flying by now. I feel so glued to the ground. I look around, everybody's in the same boat. So let go and know that you're not alone. For I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down. When nothing feels like home, it's good to know that you're not alone.
Cat Burns there, know you're not alone. Now, I know we've repeated this several times, but I have to say, I don't think it can be repeated enough. It's a frightening fact that just before Christmas, the Brentwood Food Bank, who are part of the nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, fed an unprecedented 177 people in just a single day. And with energy prices, along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. Thanks to you, the food bank was able to support 8,125 local people last year. But as I say, they still need your continued support. Right now, they'd really appreciate donations of tin goods, including fruit, custard, rice pudding, meat such as casserole, stew, potatoes and fish, as well as rice and toiletries. So please keep those donations coming. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. Brentwood number 01277 224 528, and you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks for your continued support. New music now from Swedish band Pelican Rocket. Now this is Rock Bottom Star, which was being taken from their forthcoming album Low Country. Enjoy.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, tinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sorry, go.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Amazing things they can come from. Terrible night.
fun there, enjoying some nights. Now, you have to ask yourself, is this for real? Is this for real? A Japanese man spent the equivalent of £12,000 turning himself into a dog. Is surprised and concerns that his friends and family think he's weird. Well, there you are. But going by the name of Toko, he's out a fortune on a hyper-realistic collie costume so he can enjoy play-acting as a collie. He regularly shares day-in-the-life videos on his YouTube channel as he learns how to eat, play, and train like a pooch, with thousands of viewers watching. Well, they're as nuts as anybody else, I guess. In one video entitled, I Want to Be an Animal, Toko can be seen on a walk along the street sniffing other dogs. Oh dear, sniffing other dogs' behinds in the park, as well as having a roll around on the floor. Channeling his canine alter ego is not going process for Toko, as he enjoys doing things that only dogs can do, as it makes him feel like a real pet. He also enjoys tummy rubs and mimics the movements of a collie. Perhaps unsurprisingly, some reactions to his videos have suggested that he ought to seek therapy. Apparently, he eats fake dog food, not quite sure he doesn't eat the real thing, lies in a hammock and even has his own cage, but he finds human activities difficult as his paws get in the way. So anyway, just for him, he is Lobo.
FM travel news.
Right, well, the main problem is the A12, but we'll come back to that in just a moment. We'll start off with the A130 Canvey Way. Roadworks are causing delays in both directions between Sadler's Farm and Soms Avenue roundabout. The A12 London bound remains closed at Junction 22 Witham North due to an overturned lorry between Junction 22 Witham North and Junction 21 Witham South. The lorry apparently hit central reservation and a bridge. Not doing things by halves then. And queuing traffic is back to Kelvedon. Recovery are now on scene. And the area around there, A120 Braintree, slow moving traffic between Marks Farm roundabout and Galleys roundabout, not helped, of course, by the A12 problems. A120 westbound is slow between Cockleshall and Marks Farm roundabout, the A131 and the A120. And in Witham, it's slow on Newland Street, Hatfield Road, the B1389 between Malden Road, the B1018, and the A12, Junction 21, due to all the problems on the A12. And also it's slow on Colchester Road, the B1389 southbound between the A12, Junction 22, and Malden Road, B1018. All, of course, due to the problems on the A12. And going to Canvey at the moment, they've got slow moving traffic there on Canvey Way, the A130 from Soms Avenue to the South Farm interchange for the A13. In Chelmsford, slow on Badder Road, the B1009 towards the Own Army and Navy roundabout, and also on Westway, the A1060 between Rob Johns Road and Riddle Road. And, of course, back to the A12, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 in Gatestone and Gallywood. Surfacing work, and you can't join the A12 if you're heading south to Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but instead have to follow diversions through Gatestone. Temporary traffic signals are operating south of Billericay on Tyre Common Road at Wiggins Lane. And Western Road is Billericay, and Billericay is closed northbound from the A129 London Road to Roslyn Road for construction work. And there's also problems in Colchester as well, but that's a little way outside area, so I think we'll ignore that for now. And take a look instead at public transport. Well, the first thing to note is that delays and cancellations can be expected on both C2C and Great Britannia today and tomorrow due to industrial action. So it's a good idea to check before you travel, but I'm pleased to say I can't see any particular problems right now. If you are heading London bound, note there are minor delays affecting the central line due to a lack of trains. There's a path suspension affecting the London Overground between Willesden Junction and Richmond due to a network rail at Willesden Junction. And minor delays on the Metropolitan line between Wembley Park and Harrow-on-the-Hill. That's due to a points failure at Wembley Park. Now, that brings us pretty much up to date, and we'll have a further travel update for you at around about 25 past two, but at dead on half past one, you're fully up to date. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both live and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Keith Rogers will be sitting in for Joe Bailey on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And joining Andy this evening will be singer-songwriter Austell, who'll be playing live in the studio. The Vixter will be here at 8, encouraging you to turn it up. And then from 10, Cameron Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the witching hour, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn. And right now it's time to hear from Tom Chaplin.
It's easy to think we're screwed, reading the front page news, swimming a sea of tears, ain't gonna soothe our fears. Look to the million lights, shimmering satellites, shining in the sky tonight. Ah. spinning beneath our feet. Love as a gravity. Under a million lights, shimmering satellites, shining in the sky tonight.
Under a million lights.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, of course, it's a Monday, and what does that mean? It means it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which is coming to Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill here in Brentwood, and this is hosted by Kev Pickup between 8 and 10 p.m. All tracks are recorded, and a selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. And if you missed any details, just take a look at our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events, or better still, head on down to the Essex Arms between 8 and 10 p.m. And if you're in good voice, get your track recorded and get a selection played, because some of it will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday morning from 10 a.m.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM. Well, I don't know how and I don't know why. Something's living where you can't see that. You feel like laughing, but you start to cry. I don't know how and I don't know why. Well, I don't have many and I don't have much. In fact, I don't have any, but I've got enough. 'Cause I know those eyes and I know that touch. I don't many and I don't have much. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I know we'll be lovers again. I see you someday before the end. I don't know where, I don't know when, but oh darling, my heart's on fire. Darling, my heart's on fire. Oh, darling, my heart's on fire. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. You know those love songs break your heart, heart. Sing.
was a passenger who kicked off the Love Zone for this hour and Hearts on Fire. And that was Noel Cowley, who's nothing to declare. And time now to catch the calls, if we can, because they're on a runaway.
Gardner on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
At Hutter View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Please do listen.
a bit like this show there. Madonna there, pushing things over the borderline. And time now to hear from the Two Door Cinema Club.
So it's over. I didn't realize it's so much colder. But it was no surprise. Did you ever get to know me? 'Cause it has never been so plain to see.
Close eye on the changing of the seasons. That's the Two Door Cinema Club. Hold it just where you are, as we've got a lot more to come after the news at 2, but to take us there now, it's Sam Ryder.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in the air, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating suit, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm
black holes, nothing but space. And I wanna go.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.